When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Like to apologize
for what?
To absolutely no one. The two-time champ does absolutely
let's go.
Main Chav podcast episode, I don't know, 232. That's got a nice ring to it. The real is back. I am him. I'm two dems. If you don't know, get to know. Sick and tired of having to tell you guys to do your Googles, but listen, if you haven't done them, do them already. And the best member of the DSS, DK, dancing, watch your back.
Colson, you see Don Corleone in the building, the one and only, aka Eto Coolins,
aka C-Note,
aka Hollywood Cole. Coming through your left ear, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers, you name it, we dare. Episode, I don't even know the number.
Yeah, forget it.
I think it's
233 or 234.
It's an episode.
I reckon it's 232.
Hold up.
Damn.
It's E-Man G45, the G solid in my name, the 45 is silent.
Right, come on.
Shibogui, Prince of the East. Tinfoil Hat Eames. Black Mamba Dove. G.A.M. God is great.
Yes, sir.
Powerful. Remember that.
Yes,
sir. He said, before Abraham was, I am. None of you can contest that.
He did say that. Yeah. Correct, Amondo.
Shay Lesh.
Where are we starting? Where do you want to start? Music dropped, quite a lot of it as well. So I think a good place to begin would probably be for you that I've listened to the new Schoolboy Q release. What was it called? Blue Tips?
Blue Lips.
Blue Tips.
No, Blue Lips.
That's crazy.
Blue Tips is insane.
That's a wild name.
For real.
Yeah. So Q, I think it's the first time he's put out an album since 2020. Or maybe 2019. It's actually been like 5 years. It's actually a long time for him. Blue Lips, he kind of, in my opinion, the vibe of the album and like the sounds are kind of like a throwback to like his old sound.
Okay.
with a sprinkle of like
did every song on the album have a video?
No,
he was just dropping.
So he basically like leaned in with the whole promo this time. You can tell he cared, like he was doing like a bunch of like vlogs and like showing like what he's been up to, like he's been golfing, he's been like taking care of himself, clearly, like he looks like he's more healthy, way healthier than he used to be, going gym. But the album itself, like, it has like that element of the old Q, but also like still has like an experimental side which he kind of delves into a bit in his third album, if you will, Blank Face. Because Blank Face is very much like, it's not very commercial sounding, bar that part. And Overtime, it's very like left for him, and I feel like he revisited that again on this album, and like he was like getting into different types of bags I've never heard him in before. His rapping sounds good, very experimental sound, and I just feel like it's a return to form because Crash Talk was a very much commercial project.
I did not like that album at all.
It is like that song with Travis is Chopsticks. Probably the worst song he's ever made.
Yeah, 100%.
No, I think it's just too late. Because it was four I think that song was for the time of the pandemic. However, the pandemic happened.
I guess, but like quality wise, like, you know, like how well he can rap and like the access of like producers he has, like he was obviously, you can hear him on the like Alchemist beats, you can hear him on like certain like bags. Whereas on that album, like conceptually, just structure wise, like it was even like a 34-minute album, and like, you know, nowadays albums aren't as long as they used to be, but for Schoolboy Q project, I don't want to hear like a 34-minute Schoolboy Q album. It doesn't have that kind of
it was never really feel. Able to get going, if that makes sense.
Not at all.
I felt, yeah, I agree with the mainstream angle with the last album. It just didn't work, and it sounds like this one is a return to form. For someone who hasn't had a chance to listen to it yet, what are some of the standout performances and songs on there?
Blue Lips is a fantastic song. It's very stripped back, very introspective.
He's not trying to get in the clubs with this?
Not at all. No. Not at all. He's got... Yeah, not at all. There's a couple, like...
That you could see going off?
Actually, nah, I don't think so. But I don't think that was the purpose of it. No, it's very much like...
But I always saw experimental. Him in TD as more the one that would... that made music to get into the clubs. I don't know.
Yeah, because he can do it, and he's always been able to do it, but it's never really been his calling card per se. Like, he obviously done it very well on Oxymoron. Oxymoron probably has the best balance of bangers versus storytelling. Blank Face had way more storytelling than bangers, and then this one has no bangers. Just like, I wouldn't even call this, there's not even really a story in this. There's more just like, it's just him being as artistic as possible. Like, you can tell he's getting in different bags. There's so many like beat switch ups. Like, he's really, I was very much surprised by the album, truthfully. I didn't expect it to be this different, because I never thought he'd have that. Like, I know he's always had that artistic side, but I didn't think he'd delve deeper into it. So I think overall it's a good project. I don't know if it's my favorite. Probably it's too early to tell. I don't think it'll be my favorite, but I'm just glad that he looks visibly happy about it.
Yeah.
He's clearly getting into his like artistic bag again, and it's just a return to form, which I can't really ask for anything more than that.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, it's nice to see that he is having a return to form, and more so that he's actually looking after himself, because he's someone who... over the years has struggled. I think you look at how he may have dealt, not dealt with, but struggled with Max passing. I think he's had a lot that he's had to, that's why he has gone away for so long.
Yeah.
And I think because of it, it sounds like he's put together a decent project.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like it's a testament to TDE as well, like still being able to create albums of like high quality. Like, I don't know the last time they've truly missed the main guys, that is. Like, I know SZA, we waited time for that album, but it's delivered almost in every metric.
Isaiah Rashad as well.
Isaiah Rashad, The House Is Burning was really good when that came out. J-Rock will probably drop again. Absol's album was great last year.
Wonderful.
They're just like a great team. And I know obviously Kendrick has left, but I still feel like there's still enough quality there that it won't diminish the TDE brand.
No, it's still there.
Yeah.
Was this released under TDE?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. 100%. I don't see Q leaving TDE.
Oh, yeah, I don't think Q would.
To be honest.
I guess really. Kendrick left because he wanted to go do his own thing.
Yeah, him and Dave Free, who's his boy, that
also helped set up TDE. They both kind of span off and done PG Lang separately. I still don't know what they're going to accomplish with it. It seems like a experimental kind of labely slash fashion slash... I don't know what it... Like, what would you call it, E-Man, if you could to call PG Lang something? I can't tell what they're trying to get off.
It's a...
It seems very, like, experimental. I can't really put my finger on it.
Looking at what Kanye West has done, or formerly known as Kanye West, yay. They are... creating culture. So quite literally, you have to look at the aspect of language, music, clothing, to a certain extent food, but I wouldn't even go as far as to say that, but I think that's what they're trying to create with PG Lang. Peak.
It's like they're trying to create a way of life.
It'll be interesting to see what...
So, I mean, because the thing is, what they're trying to do is maximize
Oh, they crashed. The CGI is abysmal.
Oh my gosh. So if you're wondering what's just happened, we're watching Ferrari and there's a scene where there's a crash. Oh, my God. That's awful. The CGI is some of the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Nah, man, that was decent CGI.
Are you kidding?
I mean, you definitely saw they died.
Oh, yeah, but they made that clear. Look at the people on the floor.
Yo, man's shoes off.
Nah, your socks
off. Yeah, your shoes gone. That's the least of your concern.
That's crazy. I was not expecting that.
No. Oh, my God. Socks. He looks like he's just taking a stunner.
My God.
Nah, they overdid it. No way my man's in half.
Oh,
nah,
I think he could survive that. I'm built different.
Man said,
just put me back together. Give me some paracetamol.
I said, you'll be all right. You're tough, right?
Where's the driver? Was he the one that was on the floor?
I think so.
Is that guy doing blackface?
Yo.
Sorry, bro.
Back to what I was saying. I think ultimately, if we look at everything in terms of what they're trying to attempt to achieve, I think, of course, there is the aspect of clothing with Martine Rose, Chanel. Well, that's what Kendrick is doing himself. And then, of course, you know, there's a few aspects of Converse in here and there. And then also with, like, programming a language. That's what it really means. I think that's what they're attempting to do. But in the grand scheme of things, it's a label.
Nothing's happened under it yet, has it?
Nothing or no real movement. No. Because the last album was his last on Kendrick's last on TDE. So it'll be interesting to see what he gets off while he's.
Is his cousin signed to it? Baby Keem. Or would he just be affiliated?
I think. I don't know. I know his music is technically under Sony.
I don't know if there's like a, I think technically he is.
But I don't know if it's like a thing where, so TDE do a thing where they, obviously the artists are signed to TDE, but are distributed through Interscope. I don't know if it's a thing where he signed to PG Lang and then they're distributing through Sony, whichever Sony label it is. I probably think that's what's happening there.
Got you.
But no, I'm happy for Q. I hope it does decent numbers. I mean, even if it doesn't, I'm just glad the quality is there.
He's never really been a numbers guy.
Not since his first album, no. The first album sold really well. First album did like 100K first week and went on to sell platinum.
Oh, I thought the one that did that part was on would have done...
Maybe Blankface did about the same. Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe
like... Because starting to become a bit of a mainstream act.
Blankface has so much replay value. So
it's a great album, man. Yeah. Blankface is a great album, and I feel like he was pissed that I didn't get the recognition it deserved. I feel like.
And that can actually make you want to distance yourself a little bit and stop making music.
I feel like
your music isn't getting the credit it deserves. Fucking Travis didn't get Album of the Year for, I mean, you can have your debates whether he should have or not, but I know he was left frustrated with that again.
What, for Utopia?
But I guess it's more, they made him perform. And he still didn't get it. Normally, if you perform, it's a lock.
Yeah.
I guess so.
But that's a shag.
It wasn't. I'm not saying that it doesn't have replay, but I just haven't gone back to it. And actually, I did. I did go back to it, and I was just like...
Utopia?
Yeah, I was just like, yeah. You know what? I'm all right.
I got from it what I needed. I have no need to really go back to it. Get to the album. Do you mind listening to it?
Yes, I did.
Yes, was it he? I did.
It's good.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good. It's same like trajectory from the past 2-3 projects.
A lot of features though, my God.
A fair amount of features, but you don't feel like there's features on there. It definitely does feel like a Getz project. I really like the fact that he took elements of the previous album, like the lady who sings on Mozambique.
Yeah.
And then gets her to do the chorus on Laps. I like that little tie-in. I like, obviously, Mount Rushmore is incredible.
There's 4 people on Mount Rushmore. What's going on there?
Yeah, I was wondering that. Why is there 3 guys talking and there's... Anyway, someone's not done the maths, clearly. but no, the track's great. Each verse is insane. I don't really have many faults with the album. Maybe I feel like the middle segment gets a bit like...
I haven't gone back to that album, but from first listen, it was...
It's a good project.
It was a good grip in terms of... Pause.
Hey, yo.
That's crazy.
In terms of actually capturing attention towards, you know, listenership and...
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Making sure that you're there in the moment of listening to the album.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not thrown away. So like,
I hear what you're saying. It's keeping you, it keeps you intrigued throughout. Like, it doesn't...
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Doesn't sway you in any way, shape or form. But I listened to it. I thought it was a great listen from the first listen. So yeah, I think it's decent. And I'll definitely listen to it again. But yeah. Yeah.
I'm impressed. Have you guys listened to Potter's project?
That's another project. God, there's just too much music.
I haven't even listened to. I think it's good. I don't know what's happening right now though. But I'm gonna do some little bit of hate. I do like Potter, obviously. I think he's a really good artist. I think he makes great music. I think he's a good rapper. I just feel like everyone all of a sudden now is saying Potter's like top three, Potter's top five.
UK.
Yeah. And for me, I'm not going to hold it against you if you think that's true, but I just feel like his rap style...
I feel like if you've heard one Potter song, you've heard them all.
He doesn't have enough variations in rap for me personally, for me to put him in there. And he makes good music, and he's definitely gotten better at it. Like, he's got a good ear for beats clearly, and he's very good at putting good products together. But for me, like, if you want to be one of those top-tier rappers, you got to have a more... For me, he only has two flows. I'll be completely honest with you. And they're good flows. I'm not mad at them. They're great. I listen to him a lot.
It's that he's obviously better than this person, but I feel like he's the UK's Meek Mill in the sense that I feel like his flow is just very shouty. Like,
that's one of my issues. I'm glad you said that. But the thing is, and I'm glad you said that, because when you listen to the beginning of the album, the first track, he's shouting really like at a high octave. Then he goes to the next track and like, when he's more relaxed in his delivery, I prefer him because he sounds way more like...
I can appreciate
I can listen to it. It's an easier listen.
Yeah.
When I'm listening to a man shouting at that octave, it's quite hard for me to kind of like...
I can appreciate he's very talented. I think his best ability is probably his wordplay and, you know, he's not wasting a line. But I just don't... I never gel with that flow.
I hate
you. Yeah, like,
it's like someone's like, it's not preaching, but it's almost like he's like shouting at you as opposed to like rapping at you. And when he's rapping like at a lower, like there's a song with Heady One on there, and when he's rapping on there, it sounds way better. And then there's the tracks like Slumdog Millionaire. When he's rapping on that,
that's a crazy
is
name.
Is that the name of the song? Am I bugging saying that?
I don't know.
I think it is. Either way, it's fantastic. It's one of his best. It's probably his best song. But tracks like that, he sounds very comfortable on the beat. But when he's doing like the shouty raps,
that's why I've never really resonated with him.
Yeah, because
it's a flow I can't get into. And his, as you said, the shouting, I'm just not here for it personally.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate that he's very talented and he's got one of the best, I don't know, chains in the game. It's actually styled as Harry Potter. I was like, you know what, you got something there.
We're never beating these allegations against Potter papers. We're not beating the allegations at all, bro.
Dear God.
That's funny. What? There was another project that came out. Scraps,
yeah.
Did you listen to it?
I haven't listened to that one either.
I've listened.
There's so much music I haven't listened to as of yet.
It's been a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has been, to be fair. I've been really keeping up with the singles and whatever has come my way.
What did you think of Central C's single? I will.
The what one? My God, that was bad. That was really bad. I listened to about 40 seconds of it and I turned it off. Swear. I don't know who's... Listen, I don't know. This is my thing. Because there's a lot of songs that have come out that I always say, I wouldn't have told the artist to release that. And then it goes on to be a big song. If I was Central C's manager, there's no way Doja's getting released. Like, just... Like, what is this? But it did numbers. But that song was just bad. I didn't really understand what what he was trying to go with. He's kind of singing. That's not what we're known for. You can't do it.
Let him try something, though. Oh,
100%. Yeah, he's tried something, and I'm here to say it's not worked. It's not good.
Sony must be fuming, bro.
Well, it's the first of their investment. What? Was Entrepreneur under Sony?
Yeah. But I feel like with that single, it's okay because it's kind of like a...
I feel like they both wasted the goodwill they got with Sprinter. Like, it was too... It's been some really odd choices from the both of them.
But Dave hasn't dropped a track, no?
I think all the foreign...
Yeah,
but... No, it matters.
No,
the
it doesn't foreign, matter. It doesn't
the,
matter.
To me, it does.
It doesn't
the
matter.
The foreign stuff with the French man, them...
But that went number one.
In France?
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. What's it supposed to do here? That's not the... Thing is, like, I understand your gripes because it's not made... But my problem is... My angle is, it's not made for you.
Mm.
It is a business move. And it makes so much sense because you expand your audience from outside of the UK.
Had a dream, I had a dream.
It went number one there. I'll never listen to that song again personally.
Mm.
But I know what they're trying to do. Whereas with Cench, these are two Cench songs.
Mm.
So unfortunately, we've got to kind of go back to what you're saying. Like, he's not used that momentum of Sprinter in order to kind of...
Yeah, but I don't feel like Dave did... Evil?
No, but I don't think...
Like, but okay, fair enough, it did what it did in France.
Yeah. Oh,
but give a fuck, I'm not Bonjour. So I...
No, but like, if let's say he releases a single tomorrow and says, look, this is the first track of my album, or the first single off my album, then that's when we're talking.
Now you're... I don't think... I'm just saying, I feel like they've done things that would have gotten... Could have done more had they been...
I suppose. I think it's two different.
I hear what you're saying about the French thing, and that's a business move. But I just feel like I can only speak on me personally. They had so much goodwill,
yeah,
and I feel like it was wasted.
I don't,
especially
think,
with Cench.
We'll see what Dave said. Let's see what happens with the Dave project.
That was,
but I think as far as Cench is concerned, it's very much.
Those were very interesting decisions. That was Entrepreneur is okay, but I've not ever gone back to it. And I'm never going to listen to this song again. My God.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird time of Cench. We'll see.
For real.
That is actually a terrible, terrible pun I just said there.
What? What'd you say?
It's a weird time for Cench. I guess we'll see. I didn't even mean that.
No. That was good.
We'll
take that. Exactly.
What else is happening?
I guess you can get into Sean Combs.
Pause. Have you seen them?
Love.
So obviously, shouts out to everybody of all types of like life choices and whatnot. Whether you're straight, you're homosexual, you're lesbian, whatever it may be. Some of the jokes that came out of this situation, I can't lie, I was just I was crying. Like, so obviously, Meek Mill apparently or allegedly,
so
allegedly had a run in
so,
with Diddy. I say
just,
a run.
Just to clarify, one individual had. Basically, I don't know if he's suing.
No, he's not suing. I feel like he's bringing... The way I understand it is that he's bringing the case to the forefront.
Yes. And in the documentation and what he's alleged, he has some evidence and he's mentioned some key individuals that have been included in this case. One of them is alleged to be Usher, Raymond, and the other one is Meek Mill. So in this piece of documentation, he stated that Sean Diddy Combs, Puffy, Brother Love, has had sexual, gone third base with these two individuals.
Must have third base.
Yeah, yeah. Because you have to be very clear, allegedly. So, Meek Mill is,
Have you seen that clip from the Boondocks where Riley's like wearing like the
skirt.
And he's like, he's gay, isn't he? And he's like, yeah.
Yep.
And like, does that make me gay? He's like,
yep. Bloody hell, it's insane.
Oh,
like, I just can't believe how in depth it is. If that makes sense, like they dear God, they really. Done a number here.
You know, I actually was not surprised about any of it. Obviously,
no, it didn't really come as... I think at this point, after the Cassie thing, I was like,
anything can run at
this
point. No, I've always been saying, like, you know, from day about like conspiracy theories and so on and so forth, and how certain men have to enter into the industry about like doing demonic rituals, probably even gay stuff, and like, you know, in the aspect of the ritual, they would have to perform a homosexual act. So, to me, it's not a surprise. And even the Cassie situation, that's, I'm not saying, because I even said I wasn't surprised. I was just surprised at the extent of what he had done.
Yeah, the Cassie thing was just...
Yeah, he is gross.
Because I'm thinking they just go off, sacrifice a goat and then have sex and then that's it. But so, no. But like these man, they just go on just rough stuff. Like,
yeah, it's insane that's what they're getting up to. But I guess, you know what? You kind of have an idea that this must be what they're doing, you know, that it's all weird in there, and you can be involved in it as much as you want or as little as you want, but, and it sounds like the more you're involved, the more reward you get from it, but my God, I never would have thought it would have been to this extent.
Yeah, it's not looking good for him, and I think at this point...
He's going to jail. He'll be in jail in the next 5 years.
There's just too much smoke.
There's
too much smoke.
Anything you
it
could,
has to be fired. Oh my God. Say less.
Samba.
That woman's Congolese.
You know, the French love it.
Yeah, God.
They might be worse than us.
Yeah, I think so.
In terms of he's from like Congo or something, and he's fully French. It's insane. Doing up wee wee, but. Yeah, Diddy is in all kinds of trouble right now. I can't see how this ends well for him at all.
And to your point of everybody doing that in the industry, you have situations like L.A. Reid, who have been accused of sexual malpractice within a workspace, and then he, of course, has been involved in those sort of types of FOs. But
I said Lucian Grange was there.
Maybe Lucian Grange was there. Like, bro, listen, if I'm rich, I got money, and I'm like, listen, there's a couple gal, we're just gonna go out, we're gonna have fun, innit? Come through. Like, what are we on? Orgies. Yeah, calm. Like, that's probably the type of thing that they're into. However, there is a certain extent where someone might turn around and say, no, I don't wanna do that. Like, no, I paid you for this. So as I was saying, L.A. Reid, Diddy Combs, Russ, Uncle Russ, because he fled the country. He just
that's crazy.
Where is he now?
I think it's Indonesia, where they don't have extradition laws.
Wow,
that's insane.
He said, "Let me go stretch out there."
That's guilty as fuck.
He did that.
Yeah, for real. That's crazy. The whole situation's insane. And just, huh? Hey, yo, we should really just do like a watch. Are you seeing my man's hair?
That's extension.
This is nasty. Oh my God. That's so crazy. Basically, I think he's Chinese.
I don't know, man.
He's like Cinch.
Cinch came out and said he's black, so.
When did he say that?
Recently.
Yesterday he said he's... No, he said yesterday he asked him about his... race, and
who asked him?
I don't know, he was like in a magazine or something, or like an interview, and he said he's half Guyanese. Well, his dad is half Guyanese and Chinese, and his mum's white.
So he could say it if he wanted.
I mean,
yeah, I don't think he wants to.
Like, it's not worth it.
Yeah,
it's just not worth it. And the brand and everything, I don't think it's worth it. Nah, I don't think it's worth it. You're doing well without it, don't need it.
Yeah, I hear it.
Better to do it without it.
Oh, 100%. But I'm.
If he wanted to. ain't nobody going bad at eyelid.
But that's great. Everything to do with Diddy is just insane.
Yes.
And currently at the moment, yeah. And it's just getting worse.
As for Meek, what does that do for his
I don't know, his man.
Reputation?
You just go in his comments.
I wanted to ask. Do you think him releasing
Heathens
his album was to kind of dim down the noise like R. Kelly?
Who?
Diddy.
Well, bro, no, because it's not. Like, we're still talking about it. What album did R. Kelly?
No, but you did know he? How?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know how R. Kelly released "Step in the Name of Love"?
Yeah.
Like, was this a similar move?
Yeah, I think so, because he was going around saying like "Brother Love." He was doing all of this like talk. Puts out an album. Maybe he didn't think anything was gonna come from it.
Oh, so fun.
And then here we are.
Oh, big time! Here we are. He's crazy. In trouble. Yeah, I don't know where or what you do, because like people affiliated with it now are done. You look at Meek's, and that's the problem with the internet, is people just take it at first glance, if that makes sense.
And then now you even look at the situation with, sidetrack, you look at the situation with Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj, just like, does Nicki Minaj want a dangerous man and she just felt like Meek wanted it?
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
She probably thought it was that way on the outside looking in. Then got to know Man and was like, "Oh yikes, maybe he's not that guy."
Yeah,
because like you can tell, like a domineering woman like Nicki Minaj is obviously gonna eventually eat him alive. Do you know what I mean? Listen, bro, it's crazy
for real. I don't know where he goes from here, and it's some of the stuff that's in that case or that was brought up. The idea that, you know, he'd shot someone and they made it disappear. The fact that his head of security was a head of security for Michael Jackson. Insane.
But the thing is, I can't... This is another thing I wanted to say. Ye himself said that Diddy was a fed. And I was thinking to myself, what are you talking about, Diddy's a fed? And how Michael Jackson himself... had been, this is the...
That's the brother. Yeah.
So how Michael Jackson himself had been investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and they found nothing, absolutely nothing. So the fact that Ye is now saying that, I mean, in his Nori interview, Drink Champs, he said that he's a fed. And then now fast forward, we're looking at everything that he's done. It's like, interesting. So
see, and that's the thing, he might be very well protected.
Yeah.
Like, not that it will go away, but he might be in a position where he doesn't get in as much trouble as we think he should, if the stuff he's done is...
Speaking of trouble, you know, what's his name? Bankman Fried, the one that did the massive scandal with the crypto.
The 16 million, the 16 billion.
I think it's 100 billion, something like that.
Jeez.
Yeah. His parents basically said that he's too soft for prison. He can't cope.
Damn.
He's too awkward.
How's that going to help him?
I don't know, B.
It's not. Like, what are we doing?
She's enjoying herself too much.
Didn't know we had... Australia, you'll be seeing me.
You're not serious.
Shout out to the people in Australia. But back to Diddy. It's just... It's disappointing, because then I've always had this thought of like black excellence. If you're going to say black excellence, then you're going to have to like look at the faults of what you had done before in the past, how you've carried yourself, and then more importantly, you're going to have to highlight the situations currently happening in the moment with
Black King God.
Bro, Black King God will fold in front of the
he's just lining up men
for he sent it to him as well.
You see that situation about Giggs, yeah. I don't believe none of it, because Giggs has always been very stand up in the scene, and he's the landlord. He even said it himself. He came out and said, "I'm the landlord, stop dashing me in such stuff," because this is not true in any way, shape or form. And personally, I don't believe that Giggs situation whatsoever.
I think it's more a case of, like you said, protection makes more sense. When they come to the UK. Yeah.
So like, for example, if you go to LA, you're probably protected by, you know, individuals like WAC 100 or even Big U. I'm only mentioning those names because those names are very prominent in the West of the United States. And then if you go to, like, for example, Atlanta, if you have that sort of fame and notoriety, I would say you probably go to Gucci, Jeezy, or any of those individuals. So, and then from there, you kind of break bed with each other. More importantly, you build that relationship. And then now you're international. So you're never in a situation where you're hostile.
Even, didn't Jay-Z shout out gigs as well? So that makes sense. Yeah, 100%. Like, you would tap in with these people. Because it's all right having the police, but these people know where and where you can and can't go, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And if anything happens, it will get resolved immediately. You won't, like, you're not taking... Like, you're not having to go to the police and then having to talk to them just to find out, and then that investigation takes about 5 months. Certain amount of road was talked out within 24 hours.
So I
think that's the aspect of what Giggs and Diddy's relationship is. And more importantly, Giggs has gone to New York and then spoken to a bunch of people, built that relationship across the pond. So now people from New York can come to the United States and do whatever.
Yeah, but I think that makes the most sense, and that probably seems like the most logical explanation to what their relationship would have been. I don't know. We don't know these people personally, but I just don't feel like that's something Giggs would be on.
Yeah.
From everything we know about him, he's not playing them games.
No, 100% not.
He's not.
That's not what he's on at all. It's funny. He was actually at the event I was at yesterday.
Oh, what?
He performed. Yeah, he came out and performed.
What did he perform?
Just the usual stuff. So maybe obviously did Talking the Hardest. He did what else did he do? Just the usual. So I'm for a bright him on stage as well, which is pretty funny.
What a time to be alive.
Listen,
Omalay knows something about that.
Bruh, that situation's funny.
Forget that one, bruv. Let's talk about Dame Dash selling The Reasonable Doubt, his third of The Reasonable Doubt, to Killer Cam and Mace.
What do you mean his third?
So Dame Dash, Big Spurk, and Jay-Z all own a third of Reasonable Doubt.
You mean Rockefeller? Or?
No, those three individuals own a third of Reasonable Doubt, album.
What do you mean a third? How does that work? As in, like...
They broke it up three ways.
As in the royalty or what?
The royalties, how much they make of it,
okay.
The name, whatever comes with it in terms of monetization.
Does it make enough? Is it like a big check?
I believe so, because it's still banging as an album.
Okay.
So they all make a third of it. And then also Dame Dash still owns Rockefeller. Though it's been a dormant company. Well, I don't want to say dormant, because otherwise that could allude to the fact that it was never working. But it's just been...
It no longer...
Exists.
Well, he's right. It's dormant. It doesn't... It exists, but it's not in use.
Yeah.
The spiritual... successor to Rockefeller's Rock Nation, but they're technically two separate entities.
So whatever's in Rockefeller currently at the moment, in terms of deals, unreleased music, whatever the case is, whatever's there has been basically, now that third, well, Rockefeller has been sold to Dame Dash, to Murder Mace and Killer Cam, which I think is fantastic.
But why?
Because he can. I mean, anybody.
How about it? But how is this beneficial to anyone?
Any new music that comes out, she's pissed.
For real.
Sorry, man.
Visa.
I think she was supposed to be a shoe and it didn't bang. Yeah. This lady, Denise.
Yeah.
She does my Capture 5K. So I feel like I know personally, always up in my ear saying, you've got 5 minutes left, you can do this.
That's funny. How's your running going? Still doing it?
Yeah, I'd want to do a 10K actually.
That's sick.
No, not 10K, 5K. I think I'd lose a lung if I did a 10K. But yeah, no, it's been good. It's just keeping up with it, making sure you don't lose track of it, which is very easy to do as a... It's something that you could fall out with. So, no, I'm trying to stay on top of it as much as I can. It is very difficult. I'd love to start playing football again as well. But, like, at a very, very awful level. The worst level possible. Find that for me. Please, if you know it, let me know. And it's not the five-a-side that we do, because that is an absolute mammoth to organise. Shout out to Vincent.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Not at all.
It's not easy
at all.
What should we get into one more thing before?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.